CSR also has, as a practice, the notion of grouping students in groups of 2 to 4, that is either pairs or small groups of 4, in which students play a role in these groups. And it requires teachers to give students a fair amount of training in how to function in these groups, but also having confidence that students can learn from each other. And so teachers have various levels of comfort with that. If you are accustomed to being sort of the sage on the stage and directing and coordinating all of the activities related to learning about social studies or science, then it may be harder for you to turn some of the learning over to students. But teachers who are more accustomed to allowing students to work in small groups or pairs will find the practice much easier to implement.